Nervous times for young Matt de Kock and his bride-to-be, Monique, because Matt de Kock's heading home to South Africa for the first time in a long time to tie the knot. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, very good. And you, Michael?
It's Matt here, mate.
Oh, Matt, sorry.
That's all right, mate.
Easy to remember.
Felgate's in Japan, swanning around with Peter Moody and co. Yeah. Right. He drew the long straw.
Living the good life.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, 3.5 years, I think it is. It's a long time, isn't it?
It's a very long time, and when I stepped on the plane to come here, I wasn't anticipating to be away from home for that amount of time. So, but it's been all good and all positive, and I'm really happy that I did come over. So, no negatives for sure.
You mentioned in a story that I read on racing.com that it you're nervous about it because it has been such a long time and it's going to feel as much like a reunion as a wedding.
Yes, well, I mean, I haven't seen mostly any family and friends for a very long time, like you said, 3 years, and it's going to be hard to catch up with everybody in just one sitting, but at least we have the luxury of having all our loved ones in the room for that evening, so it'll be good to see everyone, and I'm sure it'll be pretty overwhelming, you know.
Tell us about what's going to happen. When do you and Monique head back to South Africa and how long are you going to be there? And tell us about this gala wedding and where and when and what sort of scale of an event is this going to be?
Yeah, so we head back about the 10th of December and the wedding is on the 16th of December, and we're very fortunate that both our moms have been organising the whole thing from afar, so we're very fortunate to have them on the ground there, and they're organising the wedding for us. So we're thankful to them.
And where will that take place?
So it's taking place in Johannesburg, which is where we both live.
Yep.
And we'll have people flying in from all parts of the country, and Canada, and England, America. So lots of people coming for the big day. It's a special day. It's on a Friday, which is a public holiday in South Africa, the day before the Guineas, South African Colts Guineas. So I've made sure we're not on a big race day as well. So we've got all the special friends that are in racing coming as well. So good day.
Of course, your dad is the famous trainer, Mike de Kock, as well. And, this is a post-COVID, pre- and post-COVID world we live in now, in a sense. Not that COVID's anywhere near over. But are you curious about what South Africa is like now in the years that we've endured through the COVID pandemic?
Yeah, so it'll be... It'll be refreshing to go back home and see how everyone's coped with the pandemic. Obviously, I've been in touch with my dad every day and speaking to him and always following the runners and the racing. So I'm very much actually looking forward to going back to the yard, seeing my old team, old staff members who I grew very close with during my time there, and seeing some of the new young horses that I follow from afar. So looking forward to that, and to catch up with some of our clients as well will be very good too.
Now, the lovely Monique, tell us, you're both from Johannesburg. How and what were the circumstances of you meeting Monique?
Well, you wouldn't believe it. We met on a race course. she was an assistant trainer for a very good yard in South Africa, actually, one of the top yards in South Africa, Sean Terry, and we met on a race course during one of the big meetings and just hit it off straight away and never looked back. So that was about 11, 12 years ago. So it's been a lengthy, healthy relationship, and we've traveled the world together and experienced a lot. So, very special times. And made the move across here together was always going to be a true test of the relationship. And then especially during COVID, and now that we've had little Liam as well, our son, so we've accomplished a lot in a small but good time, you know.
What's her golf handicap?
No, golf's my thing. It's my time away. when I go play golf, she's off doing whatever she wants to
do. Secret to a successful marriage is don't play golf together.
Yes, exactly.
When you first came out, you didn't imagine being here, you know, that this length of timeline. What is the next year or two? You're a young fella and obviously ambitious and probably want to move about a bit in your life and your career. What does the next year or two hold for you and to Griffiths de Kock Racing?
Yeah, well, probably not that I was not expecting to be here for this length of time. It was just more so that I wasn't expecting to not be able to have access to be able to go home and visit family and friends and to have them come over here. So that was what I was not expecting about it. I came here with an open book and an open mind, and obviously everyone knows the way things have worked out. I ended up working for Robbie in Cranbourne because that's where we wanted to set up our yard. And then through COVID, I was locked down and committed to Robbie, and he saw the potential of the two of us joining, and he approached me to join him, which was an honor. And considering his role and experience in the industry, so we joined up, we've teamed up, and I'm committed to that for the present future. We've been very active at the sales, growing the yard, developing the yard, and I want to see how our fruits grow. And over the next couple of years, we've got lots of young horses coming through, and so for the next few years, that's my commitment. I want to put my head down and make a success of the partnership.
All right, well, let's make a success of finding a winner over the next couple of days. You've got Warrnambool entries for the Jericho meeting, Cranbourne night meeting, Caulfield, Bendigo today. There's too many to narrow down. Are there maybe two or three horses in the stable that you could probably steer our listeners into in the next couple of days?
Yeah, we've got some competitive chances, that's for sure. Today, Artemis Prime was disappointing first up because he's been trialing very well. We've put the blinkers on him, and so hopefully that can just make him more genuine. If it does, he's a big runner. Albion Square, he's been knocking at the door, had a bit of hard luck stories, but today he's got a good barrier and hopefully has no bad luck. He's also a good each-way play today. Tomorrow evening, Barclays Bank is our best runner tomorrow evening at Cranbourne. He's in fine form and knocking on the door for a win too. Mm-hmm. And then Dream Hour is running in the Sandown Guineas on Saturday. Got difficult barrier 14, but the horse is in good order and wouldn't shock us to see him run very well.
Beautiful. Good luck over the next 24 hours or so, but more importantly, good luck to you and Monique as you embark on this amazing journey on the 10th, and hopefully everything goes really well over there for both of you.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Have a good day and a good weekend.